Sam. Oh, Sam.
Sam. Ricky, don't
lose that number. You don't want to call.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you want to make a plan, be our guest.
He's already
You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford.
Wait,
it's the radio.
It's
That's true.
That's what you're listening to.
All right, a little... that was If You See My Enemies by Rubble Bucket. You're listening to Our Come the Electric Dub Info's longest-running improv ballet. Bust those teeth around. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brennan Karsten, as so far. And boss those teeth around for our listeners at home and on the road is that it's our new slogan for the semester. I don't know what it means.
Season six. Hey, nobody knows what it means.
Oh, okay. I feel better about it.
The meaning arises naturally.
Oh, okay.
You know how Romans would build boats and then people would later figure out the use for the boats?
Like putting them in the water.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, this rounded bottom seems like it could go somewhere.
Yeah. That's why that phrase is often in Roman literature. It's just the same kind of phrase.
Oh, you build your boat, then you figure it out?
No, this rounded bottom seems like it could go somewhere. Okay. I've heard that said about myself. I have a story about my bottom for maybe later in the hour,
great.
Actually.
Call it teaser.
Yeah, in the radio biz. That was...
biz is what we call the business.
We've been over that. Come on, what is this? West Hollywood?
Let people know.
Right. That was Rubble Bucket with If You See My Enemies off their new EP of the same name. Highly recommend.
You saw them the other week?
I did. I saw them. Did see them the other week. It was really amazing. People were really needing to go to a concert because it was Inauguration Day. Ooh. And they were like, hey... Sorry about that. Here's our music.
Now, when you say people needed to go to a concert, it's because they were not at the inauguration concert?
Yeah, right. So they needed to see...
A different...
Yeah. Okay. And they really wanted to see Three Doors Down, but unfortunately they had to see Rebel Bucket
they
instead.
They were busy that day.
Yeah, right. They were busy in Washington.
Some miscommunication.
Yeah. Hey, Brendog. How you been, Doug? / what are you browsing on your computer there?
Got some notes up. They're not for this.
Okay. You got a quiz or a...
No.
An examen, as the Spanish would say?
Nope.
All right.
Just got some notes.
Just browsing?
Just browsing.
Okay, well, how you been?
Other than browsing, it's been good. I'm happy to be back at a nice break. Yeah, we haven't had a show since winter break.
Yeah, or well before even.
Yeah.
Because we were going to have a show together right before winter break, but then...
Then I slept.
All of the friends declined to come.
Well, not all of them, but two of our other friends also slept. Or no, they had a prior engagement.
Yeah, but I mean, they knew what time this was all semester. I said the whole semester we're going to be in the season finale. They should, Caroline. Okay. But anyway.
Anywho, I've been good.
How are you? Good.
Happy to be here.
Hey, good.
We got a little snow yesterday.
True. It's still there.
Yeah, for everybody that's listening to this outside of the Medford Somerville area, just wanted to let you know that we got some snow.
Yeah.
Happy to be alive.
Whoa.
How about you, Joe?
Controversial start.
I'll say it.
Happy to be alive.
Whoa, I'll Brennan. Put it out in the world.
Brennan, you're probably in the minority there.
Well, not happy about all of the elements of it, but...
Oh, okay.
I would say net positive.
All right, sure.
How are you? Where's your brain at?
Oh, boy, oh boy. Who knows? I'm okay. Whatever.
Great.
I'm glad to be here, I guess, right now. We just got a very active circus-style yawn from one of our guests. He was flapping his hands toward his mouth as he yawned, as if in an effort to intake more air.
He's now laughing maniacally.
Sorry, I was trying to keep my yawns in.
Oh my god.
I had to fan them back so they didn't escape.
Oh my gosh, it's the pirate from HR.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Look, John.
Look, I'll get you those W-2s, I promise.
Well, at this point, it's more than that. But if we want to talk W-2s, we can talk W-2s.
Wait, hold on. Let me go get the guy I share a cubicle with in this office, and he'll...
He'll straighten things out real quick.
Let me just walk down the hallway.
Brennan, now, the reason I like coming on this show is that you are an exemplar of what an HR rep is looking for in an office.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. It's just you're always dressed well, you're never not dressed, and you keep profanities in your head.
Hey, how's the bilgewater around here?
Oh, it's looking good. Now, I brought you out here because, well, rather, yeah, I had John grab you.
Old John C. told me you wanted to talk.
Yeah, I just... As a cubicle buddy of John's, you know what he dresses like on a day-to-day, right?
Oh, boy, do I ever know how he dresses. God.
Okay, good. Because
did you get stabbed at the beginning of that sentence?
In my thoughts and memories, yar.
Well, when you find out what John dressed like, you'll see why that mental knife was plunged so deep in his briny bones.
I know there's tinted glass separator walls between all the guests in the studio, so you can't see what he's wearing. But rest assured...
So why don't you fill them in?
Oh, yar.
I mean, it's not even... Yeah, not even this morning. If we could get what he wore every day this week. Well, I'm trying to fill out my form, and you know I can't always make the rounds. I'm busy with farms.
Oh, it's funny, 'cause it seemed like it was like a conversation, but you're just filling out a form.
Well... I mean,
again,
sure.
Again, there's a lot of tinted glass around here. It's a source of information.
I've gotten some anonymous complaints, and I don't want to say who's been making them.
Well, I actually brought along one of the young ladies who's been making those complaints.
Okay, if we could just have you step up to the mic there, and I know this is scary. Don't worry, there's tinted glass, so no one will know it's you.
A lot of tinted glass.
Which, I gotta say, I know this isn't for HR to handle, but... I mean, the tinted glass.
You got to call facilities with that one.
Yeah. You know what? We'll get facilities in here later.
Anyway, let's hear from this person who was affected by
anonymous lady.
His wardrobe choices.
I can't do that with my voice. I just have a regular voice.
Oh, yeah, well, a landlubber in the office.
A pirate voice is regular for pirates.
Yeah, no one asked you to be a pirate.
Yeah, we happen to come from that background.
I got the job, then I gave Tim here the no. I gave him the lead. It's all about not what you know, it's who you know, and he knows the pirate from HR.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to dress, though.
The HR, I should say.
No, I know. Hey, Tim knows how to dress. Oh, John's the high sheriff.
Again, you can't see him because of the tinted glass.
I can't tell.
Rest assured.
Dresses to the nines. More parrots.
The nines.
More parrots than you could shake a peg leg at.
Not that you'd want to, assuming you were still wearing it on your leg, but just
no, you'd need it for walking.
You had an extra one handy.
Okay, we're getting sidetracked. Sorry. We brought you in here to fill us in on what John's been wearing every day for the past week, because as we know, you've had some.
How it affected
you've had
personally?
Some anonymous complaints.
Yes.
Yeah, but HR always sees the names.
Yeah.
That's a tip for you at home. HR always sees the names.
HR always knows. So, again, if you want to just fill us in here, because, again, I've got these I-9s just piling up, and someone's got to take care of them.
I don't think it's such a do with an I-9.
Well, no, it's that if I can't take care of those until I take care of this.
Okay,
there's
sure.
a queue.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, HR lives by the law.
I want to
queue.
Hear from the lady.
Well, so I'm waiting for her to jump in.
Yeah, I don't...
So what was he wearing, for example, on Monday?
On Monday,
we could start
example.
With Mondays, a good day to start.
Good day to start a week.
Great day to start a week. Well, he was still behind these glass walls that we do have, but if I had to guess, I would...
Wait, can I just jump in and say, you made a complaint about what he was wearing based surely on guesswork, because I have right here a form whose name I will admit from where it's on the top, but underneath it says, I have complaints about John C. Merfeld's dress. And are you telling me that those complaints were based surely on tone of voice? That you just assumed he was dressed poorly?
Tone of voice has yet to prove me wrong, so... Except for the bunch of times that it has, but...
Oh, is that facilities at the door?
This was facilities? It was just, I know I sound a lot like Brennan, but it's on a different...
It's uncanny. It's almost as if there are no Kens in the studio right now.
Or if there are several ghosts of Brennan.
Okay.
Once again, not Brennan, just facilities. You can call me facilities. I was wondering... I heard that there was a complaint with the tinted glass in the studio.
No, there's a complaint. Well, that was never filed. That was a verbal,
HR, facilities always knows.
Yeah, I have a complaint right here that says this is an anonymous complaint about the tinted glass.
Oh,
in the studio.
Young lady, did you file another complaint?
Sorry, you just seem unhappy about your work environment.
Now, here's what stymies me, is that, you know, she's complaining about John's dress through the glass walls, but then she wants the glass walls taken down.
Well,
it makes me think, like, she wants to see what he's wearing.
The type of tinted glass we have, it just kind of reflects back the person naked. I don't know.
Oh.
That was an issue.
Wait a second. Explain what that means to me.
Is that why you're all naked right now?
Is that magic glass? Wait, because I'm seeing a kind of hazy form. My glass eyes aren't very strong. So what I'm kind
of... Yeah, they shouldn't work at all. There shouldn't be any farms if they're glass eyes.
No, they're glass eyes on top of me regular eyes.
See, all right, sure. I understand.
So I'm seeing a hazy form. Am I seeing myself reflected naked, or am I seeing glass to the people on the other side naked?
Person on the other side naked.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I just thought that was, you know, what we are doing today on this Wednesday morning.
Yeah, no, that's a glass-based thing, but I'm a little surprised there aren't been more complaints about that.
I think people are just kind of going with the flow. Wait, so what was your problem
then?
Yeah,
what was your problem then? That he...
I thought he was wearing a suit that made him look naked, like a naked shirt.
Oh, that would be pretty inappropriate.
That's offended you?
That's a thing.
But him just appearing to be actually naked, not so offensive.
If you were actually naked, I'd be like, all right, but why would you put on extra clothes to be naked?
That makes a hostile
work environment.
Oh, that's true.
So it's like more of an efficiency issue.
So I hate to be this person, but I'm just going to have to plow through this form here. Would you like to redact this form, or are we going to carry through here? Are your complaints satisfied, or do you want to maybe take some action or try to figure some stuff out, move it to the higher brass?
I'm gonna keep it in there
because it's the principle of the thing.
Okay, then we should.
She doesn't go back on her word.
Okay, then we should probably fill out.
She's
some
an honorable
more.
Woman.
Could you ever heard of him?
She's an honorable woman of the office.
Well, I think I'm done. Yes or no on the glass?
Yeah, well, while we have you here, I mean, this isn't my studio.
I am a little distracted by all the nudity, but it's not my studio. Actually, none of the people whose studio this is appear to be here.
Yeah.
Where did Brennan get off to?
Yeah, John and Brennan, it looks like, are just kind of sitting in the corner looking at us. Through the glass, so I can only assume they assume that we're naked.
Why do they have double clothes on?
Well, that's been the problem this whole time, hasn't it?
Yeah,
too
I
many
guess
clothes.
Maybe you look through the glass in a certain way, it looks like they got double clothes. Look through it another way, they got no clothes at all.
Yeah.
It's called a critical angle in optics.
Tell me more about that.
We call it the weird glass in facilities.
Yeah, I understand. Anyway, I should probably best be getting back to my cubicle.
And I've got some I-9s to fill out.
All right, well, hey... I'll catch you around lunchtime.
If any of you see John, let him know there's gonna be some heavy complaints coming his way from this anonymous lady.
I'll keep him in the know.
Thank you. Peg legs away.
Oh, I left my breakfast sandwich on the table here.
And I left my parrot. Let me go get him and take him. Here we go, Mr. Parrot.
Well,
all right. Sir, in facilities, you don't need to stick around.
I'm not from facilities. I'm Brennan.
Oh, sorry. I thought you looked so similar naked. I thought...
it's a different person.
Brennan, have you ever played a character on this show that did not sound exactly like
I think
you?
I have once. Maybe twice.
Really?
I think it was early on when I was less inhibited.
Really? Well...
No, I don't know. I think I've done it here and there. But I don't have a good pirate voice, so there's a surprising amount of pirate characters on the show.
That's not... I've never done a pirate before.
You've never done a pirate?
I don't think so on the show, no.
I was pretty sure we'd done a pirate.
I think that's just our waking life.
Oh, yeah. Maybe just day-to-day pirate stuff.
Day-to-day.
Okay.
Anyway, Erica Galfand, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's great to finally get this exclusive interview.
Ooh, is it an interview now? I'm into this. I don't do bits, but I do talking about myself.
Good. You didn't come on last semester, did you? Because you couldn't.
No,
I think
I
the one time. Yeah.
It's not so much I couldn't, more so I didn't want to.
Oh, okay.
Interview. It's early.
Decisive interview. Question.
It's a real early show, and I thought not for me. But today I was like, it's for me.
What changed in your heart?
What? My class was canceled.
Oh.
So that's not gonna be up. Sorry. Boring answer.
She's Louise.
Okay. Alright, well, where do you stand on this whole thing? Where do you stand on it? I mean, Brennan, what are you
what
doing?
Thing? Dude, I gotta take care of something.
What?
What are your notes about? If they're not for class, what do you mean?
No, I have a class at 9, and I don't have to, but I would like to post notes. Not to the class, just so I have them in notebook form, but I'd like to have them in typewritten form.
for class you need your old notes in typewritten form?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I just like to have
Can't
it.
You read your own I damn handwriting?
I wasn't getting so much crap.
I wish I wasn't getting so much absentee co-host.
What's an absentee?
Look, Brennan, you don't need to defend yourself to them.
Thank you. God.
Thank but you probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
This guy again.
Yeah, I'm Brennan's TA. Just wanted to make sure.
Just
making sure he's typing up his notes for class.
Yeah, I know.
We have a big exam coming up in 2 months, and I want to make sure that he's preparing now.
Don't you think
because
that's a little...
Studying last minute, okay? Studying last minute may seem good for the test, but you don't keep the knowledge in your head for very long. So, Brennan, good work getting your job done early.
Erica, thanks, TA, you Sam. Cram all the time. Oh, I know this to be a fact.
Now, as someone who's also Erica's TA, I can say for sure that it doesn't pay off at the end.
I feel like Erica does fine, right?
What?
You do?
yeah.
What's your GPA?
Coming from the girl who pretended her class was canceled this morning, she does fine, in quotations.
Erica, are you?
GPA between 0 and 4?
What?
Somewhere between 0 and 4? GPA-wise?
Oh, look, he's back.
Cool. Yeah, I decided to just abandon it because I've been criticized so harshly by the other people in the studio.
That is the point of criticism, yeah. So, Erica.
Constructive criticism, I hope. When we're going around the circle.
Oh, boy.
What about destructive criticism? I don't know where it hurts.
Yeah, is there any research done on that? The effectiveness of just being
mean?
Yeah, just shooting people by the calves and getting them down.
Oh, well, my professor, Professor Del Mar, has done a ton of research in that area, but, you know, I'm still a TA, I'm still assisting, so I don't know all myself yet, but I'm sure the research is out there.
And what kind of stuff does Professor Del Mar say to you about how you do your job?
Oh, great job. Just great job, Patrick. You're doing the best, and all the students love you.
Oh, wow. Really?
No. No, her words are destructive. It's destructive criticism.
She's destructive. I think I read a whole article of hers on destructive criticism in the Times.
Which Times?
Oh, the Times of London.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. See,
all right. Is there a show, TV show? Wait, can we enter into the story time?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay, have a good time in there.
All right. Oh, man, this is intimate story time.
That's so annoying.
Oh, my God, I know. God, all these TAs. Do you remember last year, semester, we had a couple TAs? Oh, no, there was Arnie from Stats was on here. These academic guests we have are terrible.
It's like, hey, sometimes you just want to escape from the world of academia and enter into the world of hilarious talk
I just want to take off my tassels for a second and not have to wear this cap and gown all over campus.
You don't have to wear it every day.
1 minute left. Oh, 1 minute left before we get back to the class. Can we start wrapping up our thoughts now?
Can we get Erica in here? I have a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Erica, welcome to the Intimate Storytime cabin.
Nobody else can hear us.
Is there any TV show that has the word Times in the name?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Movie, but that counts. I think that works.
Okay, because you said what times? I wanted to say like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Is there a show? Is there something better?
Happy Days? Days is a...
No, I thought of that too. I was going to maybe change it to Happy Times, but then people would have thought I didn't know what the show was.
The lesser known Seinfeld, which is Seinfeld parentheses and all the times they had.
Seinfeld and all the wacky characters.
It's all on Underground NBC. Yeah, UNBC.
Yes. The United Nations Broadcasting. Yeah. Producers of such hit shows as Seinfeld and the wonderful times they had.
And General Assembly.
All right. He's looking at... You know what I don't like about Patrick? He's doing that thing where he taps his watch.
He literally has a watch on his other hand. Why would he tap the other wrist?
Oh, God, they're like that. They're just like that. I don't even mind saying they.
Look, I know the professor isn't here for the recitation. All right. Just me.
Let's ditch the cabin.
I think we should start regrouping back to the original session.
You're not in charge, you know? You're on the payroll, but that doesn't... You're not credentialed. Oh, God.
I know. It's not like I'm the one who grades your exams for radio.
Wait, do you grade our exams?
Do you grade our radio exams?
Well, someone has to, and Professor Del Mar is a little busy working on her papers, isn't she?
And when you said you're not the one who grades our exams...
That was destructive criticism.
So that's not what that is.
I grade the exams.
Oh, wait, sorry.
You grade the exams?
Yes, that's what he meant.
Oh, I don't understand lies.
Well, Brennan, you're a good student. I'm sure you'll get there someday.
Wait, so Erica...
That was true. I can only assume it was.
What class do you have with Patrick the TA?
Oh, destructive criticism class.
Oh, that's got a whole class this semester.
If you looked through all the courses offered, God. You would have seen it right there.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have.
Oh, man.
I don't look through all the courses every semester.
Next to being a TA for nerds.
Get him. Now that's destructive criticism.
Slam.
I did get an A, so.
Oh, God. In all seriousness, I was...
Just the way I like it. Very serious in the classroom.
No. Patrick, you'll appreciate this.
I'm sure I will.
Well, first of all...
I'm giddy with anticipation.
Well, I actually...
You don't have to respond to everything everyone says.
I do have a question for you. I want to get a side-by-side comparison of... that's a great point, though, Brennan. I agree with that. What do you do for fun? What's something you like to do? And just let's get a baseline. Erica, you're a teen. What do you do for fun?
I am a hashtag cool girl teen.
Yeah. What do you do for fun? Just so we can get a baseline of what people do for fun.
What I do for fun is, okay, so I'll get food and then
doesn't eat, need to be a long explanation.
Eat what the food in a separate parking lot.
Okay.
Oh,
really? That's our, okay.
Like a Wendy's to Burger King type situation?
Patrick, yeah. Sure. With that in mind, what do you do for fun?
Roller skates.
Okay. great. So
I roller skate through their parking lot, so yeah.
Okay,
welcome to the cool teen club.
Yeah, right. Well, Patrick, and I'm assuming you're a teen as well. You're probably one of those early college enterers.
19 3/4.
There you go. There you go. See, I'm on fire today. But yesterday I was in a certain comp sci class.
Did you say what do I do for fun?
What? No, I just wanted
good destructive criticism, Brennan.
Okay. I just wanted to get a baseline of what.
Nope, it's fine. They do. I'm not upset.
What do you do for fun? Fine, Brennan. What do you do for fun?
Well, sometimes I just, like, if there's a class going on,
God.
I like to just be, like, an assistant to the professor. I'm not going to be the professor, but I'll grade some papers. I'll help out. I'll do what I can.
You just do that when you're taking a class? You just offer to do that?
Oh, no. I don't. That's separate.
Oh, just if you see a class going on.
Yeah. I usually do 4 or 5 other classes.
So if you're walking around and you see a class in session, you'll pop in.
I tap the professor on the shoulder. I say, hey, can I assist you with anything? And they go, actually, yeah, I was wondering if you could grade all the exams. And I go,
I'm kind of curious about how this plays out. Can we get Erica as the professor and just see? Let's say Erica's Professor Delmar, and you're trying to be a TA.
Yeah, try living up to that.
Patrick, I'm going to need you to just let this play out, okay? I don't want any input from you until the end, okay? Just let Brennan do it his way. Okay?
So I shouldn't give any destructive criticisms should he fail. Yeah. I'm sure he won't, Brennan. You're after a great student. A-plus student, Brennan. You always have your notes prepared. I'm sorry.
You're sounding kind of Trumpish. A-plus student, great student. Or Alec Baldwin Trumpish, I guess. But just let him fail or succeed.
Trump
or
is the succeed. Greatest destructive criticizer. That's how it's pronounced.
Brennan, let's say Erica is Professor Del Mar, and you're just walking by her classroom. Okay. What happens then?
Well, welcome to destructive criticism class.
How many notes do I have to take?
All of them.
Okay.
Can I have an A?
Tap, tap.
Yes, just ask Patrick.
A granted.
Hey, Professor Dia.
You're not in this class. That's an example of destructive criticism, everybody. Well, action.
I'm jotting it down.
I have an offer for
I'm typing
you.
It down.
Is there anything I can assist you with?
You suck.
No.
No?
Please leave. These poor students are just trying to learn how to destructively criticize.
Well, it seems like you're not doing the best job of taking my help.
I have...
Whoa!
Hey, students, that was another example of destructive criticism.
He's so powerful.
Amazing job. You're invited to the class forever.
I wish you'd put a shirt on.
Got it.
Why are they both naked?
Wrap up the scenario.
Yeah. Okay. That was pretty good.
That's what I call improvisation.
That was a great... Del Mar impression. Also,
you sound
it's
just
my
like
craft.
It's your vocation. So Patrick, I mean, he got it. He got the job.
I mean, 100%. One teacher's assistant to a teacher's assistant to be, that job is yours.
One
it's in
TA
the bucket.
To a TATB.
Whoa,
that checks out.
That's like my techno R&B album.
What is your techno R&B?
TRB.
No, one TA to a TATB. Neither a borrower nor a lender be, with of my heart.
Sure. Remix.
Colors.
You know, maybe if you spent more time on your studies and less time on your funky album jams.
Then what? What would happen if I did
good
that?
Good luck, Patrick.
No, he didn't. He just said maybe it. Well,
yeah, then maybe it would happen for you.
Yeah, maybe.
What
maybe
would happen?
Would.
My studies would happen?
I think the criticism was like a little too, like, slightly constructive. You're fired.
Yeah, that's true. You gave me a suggestion.
Only TA. Oh, no, wow. Professor Del Mar. I need this.
Yeah, we're joined by Professor Del Mar.
I need this. I can't roller skates in the winter. I can't roller skates in the winter. I need this.
Okay, as one TA to TA, FKA, TA.
Go
the artist formerly known as TA.
We knew. We got it.
We're I all, didn't know. I was.
JFK. See you later, Patrick.
No!
Oh, hey, check in at HR on your way out.
Oh, Patrick, it's great to see you in here.
Hey, Patrick, a friend of mine.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, it's going all right in here.
We were just having some lunch.
I know,
we shouldn't be eating in the HR office.
Hey, did you get my I-9s? Yeah, just getting to it now. Wait, you're just getting to it now?
Pirates, these are mono input mics. You don't need to go from side to side. It doesn't change.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
I guess you could get some side pickup from their mics, which might affect it, but they're not stereo mics.
Well, anyways, I'll see you later. I got to work on these I-9s, of course. Oh, well, maybe you should have gotten to that earlier. The destructive criticism is okay. I'll see you later.
Sorry to bother you guys in HR. I just want to make a complaint about Patrick. I know he just got here and he like literally just walked in, but I have some complaints.
You're gonna make complaints about the TA?
Oh,
yeah, what are you doing smacking down the TA? But okay, no, I'm all ears. The HR is an impartial body. That's why they call it HR.
I'm all ears, but my ears are made of shark skin that I had to graft onto my head.
And my ears are full of glass eyes.
Yeah, that's the complaint.
I'll just pop those out so you can hear better.
I have the regular amount of ears.
Hey, Brennan. Good to see you, too.
Oh, yeah, and facilities guy. You're here, too.
Hey, I'm Professor Del Mar.
It's a party up in here.
That means of the sea. So she's a good professor in my eyes.
Have a seat at my boat desk.
Wait,
you
so
know, like the Romans had.
Look at that rounded bottom.
I feel bad for John just sitting there in the studio by himself, but I don't really want him over here.
Should we check back in with him?
Let me just click this button and check the feed. You don't.
The electric car still good. Weather's still looking all tight. Anyway.
Okay, back to us. You're right. I probably shouldn't have checked in on
him. Yeah, it's practically dead air. And I know a thing or two about dead air.
Oh. The kind filled with albatry.
I say albatrosses. I think that's kosher to say.
I mean, you could say it that way. But the complaint, right? What was that complaint?
Oh my gosh, we've picked up 3 listeners.
Yarr.
They're really loving this HR meeting. All right. What were we doing? Oh, you.
She had a complaint about Patrick the TA.
Oh yeah, I got a bone to pick.
Oh, you as well have a bone to pick with Patrick.
No, I got a bone to pick. I just remembered. That reminded me I had some bones to pick. They're not related.
Right,
just,
like separate bones.
Yeah.
To get the mutton off.
Her bone picking reminded me. Anyway,
my complaint is that his clothes look like clothes and not like a naked suit. So.
Ooh. Ooh.
She's a little randy for the TA.
Yeah.
Patrick, we've all been there.
That seems a little inappropriate for the workplace, but Patrick, how does that make you feel?
I needed that in my life. I really needed someone to say that.
Wait, you needed someone...
Just be clear, I don't want Patrick to be naked.
Yeah, no,
this is a workplace.
Yeah.
I want him to be in clothes that look like he's naked. But
just the roller skates, right? Just me and roller skates?
No, what she's saying is you ought to pop on over to Target. You could get him at Target, right?
The naked suits?
You shop at Target, right?
Oh, you can get them at Target.
Sure.
Not Walmart, though.
Things have not been going well for me lately.
Walmart no longer sponsors this program.
You'll get lost. It's such a big store. That's all my Walmart material.
Do you know if they have
Thank
them?
Thank you, Brennan.
Do you know if they have them reserved at the library?
I'm not Brennan. I'm the facilities guy. I'm trying out some stand-up for the first time.
Oh, really? Well, you should get some pointers from Brennan. Anyway, what were you saying there?
I was just saying, you know, do you know if they have them reserved at the library, those suits? Because I want to impress. Things have not been going well as a TA lately, and I just want to get a win under my belt. Professor Del Mar's been coming down with those destructive criticisms on me lately.
I don't think you can buy a naked suit.
Libraries where you get books.
Professor Del Mar telling it how it is.
A real shutdown from DM.
I'm so sorry, PDM. Can you want to just
technically, she's an adjunct professor, so it's ADP.
So it'd be APDM. I'm so sorry. I'm really
Patrick. What?
Yeah,
it's okay. It's going to be okay. Just chill out. Go to the bookstore. At the bookstore, you can use their computer and you can Google the nearest Target and you can find where to get your naked
They don't have computers at the bookstore that you can just
log. No, behind the desk, behind the register.
I don't know if those
here's the
have
thing.
Internet access.
Well, you could ask to borrow their phone.
You could ask for a Nook and see if you can online shop with a Nook.
Here's the thing I can't
just
really leave
carry,
this.
Just not buy it? Just carry it around? Is that something people do?
If you need running sneakers, they have them in the bookstore for some reason.
Look, call me old-fashioned, but...
You're old-fashioned.
Oh.
Just a couple of sea dogs.
Humor. Yeah.
Where were we?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, you know, I feel a little bad for old John C. Maybe we should let him cut to a track, and then we can get this party really started after that.
That sounds all right.
It seems like that John C. would be somebody that you would want to talk to because of the C. It's like body of water.
Oh, no,
thank you. Hey, guys, can you guys put on some of Elton John's later stuff?
No, I believe what I heard John saying he had on the queue was a bit of Steely Dan.
Oh, great pick.
Anyway, you're listening to Hour Comma the Electric on WMFO Medford. Be back real soon.
Five names that I can hardly stand to hear, including yours and mine, and one more chip who isn't here. I can see the ladies talking how the times are getting hard, and that fearsome excavation on Magnolia Boulevard. Yes, I'm going insane, and I'm laughing at the frozen rain. Well, I'm so alone. Honey, when they gonna send me street? You wear that white tuxedo, how you gonna beat the heat? Do you take me for a fool? Do you think that I don't see that ditch out in the valley that they're digging just for me? Yes, I'm
gone insane.
You know I'm laughing at the frozen rain. I feel like a song.
That was Steely Dan's Bad Sneakers. I'm still just alone in the studio here. Yep, everyone else seems to have just kind of started wandering around the office. I'm sure there's some interesting vignettes that have arisen out of that, but...
Facilities guy. How long you been working here? Or I'll just call you Facilities.
Yeah, you could just call me Facilities for short. You call me Facilities for short. I've been working here just about a week and a half.
Oh, you ain't been here long at all.
No.
That would explain why I just got your paperwork on my desk.
Yeah, sure. I came in with a tinted glass.
I'm sorry, what was that? I was clearing my throat.
The tinted glass. I came in.
Oh, you came in with you're the one that set that all up around here.
Yeah,
I gotta...
and then they just decided to keep me around.
Hey, Facilities, can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
What are your
call me Facilities for short.
Oh, sorry, Facilities for short. Facilities for short. What are your opinions on the glass personally?
Did that guy just say Facilities for short? Because I know that's what they're for.
Hey, Damien. I know I told your mother I'd look after you, but I don't. I don't need this.
3 years old.
I really don't need this, Damien.
I need someone to look after me.
Well, Damien, obviously it's going to be me because what your mother and I have right now is very special. I want to make her happy.
What?
Damien, you didn't know.
I thought you put me in your care because you're the HR guy in her office.
I mean...
Mom, what the heck?
I mean, Damien, people can be more than one thing.
Get in here!
Sure, I'm technically in charge of your mother.
Mom, we're in charge of my mother! Mom, what is this guy saying?
He's in charge of me now.
What?
Damien...
And subsequently you, because you are my brother.
Marjorie, you told me you told Damien. You told me that Damien knew about us. And now I'm finding out he's finding out? Well, that's a lot to drop on a man. And Facilities for short. I still don't know your opinions on the glass.
Oh, I think it's not relevant anymore.
Oh, God, apparently.
I didn't think you knew about me and Damien.
Well, how would I not? You told me to look after him. Oh.
Was that me?
Oh,
that's
God.
That's not me. No wonder you found out.
Oh, God.
Excuse me?
Yeah, what is it?
Hi, I'm the office puppets guy.
Yeah, I know that, Charlie.
You should be looking after me!
Well, Damien, you weren't too upset a minute ago, okay, when I was letting you play with my parrot.
Sorry,
that's because I thought you were a nice man at my mom's, something.
You know what, Charlie?
What?
Wait, what just happened? I was talking to Charlie, the puppet guy.
You and my mom are lovers!
I mean,
if you want to put a label on it.
Why? I'm 3 years old and a puppet. You don't need to tell me things like that. You can just say he's your friend.
Yeah. You know, also, it's, you know, if you want to call us lovers, we're that. I was kind of going for like a more of a freewheeling deal.
I said owner. I don't know what.
Pardon me?
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, I've got an I-10 form right here, and it says that... old puppets are to be under the purview of the puppet guy in the office, which is me, Charlie.
Oh, let me just take a look at that, Charlie.
Yeah, sure. That's my I-10.
Please let me go.
Charlie, this is crayon.
No.
Charlie, you're a great puppet guy, but not a great forger.
Sorry, HR pirate. As you know, all puppet related forms must be done in crayon.
Done in crayon because it's more whimsical that way. Yeah, okay, let me just.
I'm full whimsy.
Well, not lately, Damien. You've been a little on edge.
Heck of a day.
Well. Again, Damien, I feel like you're taking a little sample size of your day and extrapolating. You are perfectly this happy morning ago. Sorry.
Wait.
You've got me all frazzled now, Damien.
I couldn't even parse that.
What I was saying
is... Now I think I got it now.
Is a couple hours ago when I was letting you have all those peppermints.
HR pirate, sorry.
Yeah, what's up?
If I could just get that.
God.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, I got it lost in the I-9s. I'm going to have to... Let me just riffle through.
Yep.
Oh, it was the one in crayon.
The one in crayon, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me just...
just sign that.
Yep.
There's a red one.
Okay, let me get that crayon from you.
Yeah, there you go.
And let me just throw down Walter Petersburg.
Thank you. Okay.
And I'll...
Mom, how many of the guys in this office are you sleeping with?
Wait a second.
Margaret. I said that's what you meant by lover.
You've been sleeping with Charlie as well?
Damien, I have unbelievable news.
Because I know we said we were doing the freewheeling dealing thing, but I thought that was just going to be me doing the freewheeling dealing thing.
A lot of men always assume that going in.
Now, Damien, how would you know about that?
Damien, you're very wise for a three-year-old puppet.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sad you're disappointed, but I'm happy that it's opening up this, like, discussion of social commentary. And
God, you're one of those, like, hippie moms.
Margaret, that is what I love about you.
Damien.
You are just so open, and you know what, guys? I think I need to take a breather. Do you want to check back in with John and the stewed?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I was wondering what that guy was doing in there.
Yeah, let's
twist
left alone in a radio studio.
Yeah, let's.
Oh, hey, Damien. Hey, Damien. Damien, I know you're pretty upset. Why don't you press the intercom button? That'll probably cheer you up. I know you like pressing buttons.
Oh, me, that's, sorry, that's me. I could probably go more in the room now.
But yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Was that supposed to be a crude impression of me?
Damien, your voice is adorable. You're adorable. I can't help myself when I'm around you. I just want to pinch your wooden cheeks with my wooden claws.
Please don't. All right.
Let me just...
Ouch! My skin is not very pliable.
Oh, let me maybe just smack him a little harder.
Ouch! Okay, jeez.
Okay, now why don't you go ahead and push that button, and maybe while John's talking, we can settle some stuff down
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah, I hope so.
Chicken with John.
Okay.
Damien, but before you do that...
What?
I just had something I want to say really fast.
All right, fine.
Once I got that form signed in Crayon, that means that I'm now your legal guardian.
I know, I'm very happy about that.
Okay, well, I just thought it'd be good news. I thought you'd be a little more excited.
I'm just dealing with a lot. I just want to listen to the
air. Right, this would be like a big day
for
me.
I'm pressing the button now.
And the shoreline creeps up another centimeter. That's the news from Maine. Moving down the coast to New Hampshire, the shoreline is more or less static.
I feel like that was enough. That was probably enough from John.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I would have heard more shoreline talk, but I love the sea, you know, so maybe I'm a little biased. So
yeah, I'll say.
Oh, Damien. Is that one of those destructive criticisms I've heard so much about?
Amazing job, Damien.
Yeah, Damien, that was some
amazing. You're still here.
That was some really quality destructive criticisms, and I would know.
I hope you liked my blue book exam, Professor.
Wait, Professor, you're making him take exams? But he's just a little boy.
Yeah, she's trying.
You're gonna start early learning how to make whimsical destructive criticisms in crayon.
She's also studying how to destructively criticize a young puppet boy.
Damien, I know you'd like to just spend time hanging out with your friends, but I was thinking maybe we could put you in a very advanced mathematics program.
Yeah, I actually
like
would
Will
like
Hunting
to leave.
From Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, I understand. Can I go do that now? I'd like to leave. This
okay,
whole
well,
office.
Well, Damien, I love spending time with your mother, okay. And
okay,
I love spending
go,
time
let's go,
with
let's
you.
Go, let's go, let's go.
It's been good. Okay, well...
And the shoreline of Vermont does not exist.
Thank you, expert shoreline witness in the studio. Anyway, I think that's enough climate change,
oh,
one-at-a-time
hey
updates.
Oh, hey, guys, you wanted me to come by the studio today? What's
yeah,
up?
Hey, it's our old buddy. It's hey. Our old buddy,
Sam Patrick.
Sam...
Yeah, guys.
Oh, I thought that was Jersey Dan.
No, just me. Right. Sam Patrick. Which weird, I just met a guy named Patrick on the way up. Dude
no,
was
I understand.
Weird.
Yeah,
kind of obnoxious.
So here, dude, I'm glad you came by. I'm glad you come by. Because,
wait, who's that supposed to insult?
Amazing job.
Hey,
Professor
it's
Delmar.
It's PDM.
Professor Delmar.
APDM.
I'm actually glad you're here, too, as well. So, guys, as we all know, our Dan Patrick, what was your name?
Yeah, Sam Patrick.
Dan Patrick is a...
it's like Neil Patrick Harris, but without the Neil or the Harris.
Yes!
Yeah, I know Dan
Oh,
Patrick.
That's national? Okay, I thought maybe that was just a Wisconsin
show. Oh, yeah,
show.
National,
okay.
Yeah.
No, we got it all around the country, John.
All right.
Yeah, but hey, like, good looking out for
well,
us.
You seem very agreeable today, Sam Patrick, and I'm glad because yeah. I know you came here trying to see... if Erica was around.
Yeah, I have
especially through our fancy glass, which I know you heard about.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
Be kind of a creeper.
She's not in here right now, I'm noticing.
No, we were just doing shoreline talk in here.
All right, cool. How's
with our special guest, Professor Delmar, and this shoreline expert.
Yeah, have you guys covered New Hampshire yet?
Ooh, we actually have covered New Hampshire.
Okay, how's it? Do you mind backtracking, or is this more of like a forward-moving thing? Like the tide itself, always moving forward.
Yeah,
more of a top-down, you really don't get how things go here.
I guess not.
Destructive criticism for everybody who's just tuning in.
Oh, man. Professor Delmar, you always know how to sling them.
Yeah.
Sam Patrick, you do seem like a pretty agreeable guy, but you know that the tide comes in and it goes out. That's what the tide is.
That doesn't sound right. No, I don't want to tell you because you're the tide guys.
Shoreline Talk has passed. We hit our peak listenership at Shoreline Talk while all my friends were gone.
Land Talk. What states just have land?
Let's name
most
some.
Most of them.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about that.
Let's name some states that have land.
Can I go first? You guys.
Florida
mind?
Has land.
I got one. If you guys.
California.
If you guys let me jump in. If you guys let me jump in,
Wyoming.
I got one.
Sam, Dakota.
I got one if you want to let me jump in. I got a really good one.
Sam Patrick, we have these two experts in here. We've got a shoreline expert who actually knows a lot about land.
Thanks, yeah.
Just turns out. And Professor Del Mar, who's just a general criticism expert.
She's a genius. No, that's what I've heard.
She's a literal walking work of genius.
Yeah, no, I hear she...
Talking.
She has two brains... where each hemisphere should be.
That's not true.
that's what I heard around
she
the
would be dead.
Around the gob.
In the case, no one has two brains.
Well, no, I also heard that her head is three times the size of a normal head.
That's not true. You can see her right here.
Yeah, but maybe...
It's turned through the glass.
I mean,
you can still get outlines. Well, he knows your head is naked.
I mean, I heard that before, and I didn't want to say that they're wrong, so maybe my eyes were, covered in, fake eyes or something.
No, I kind of want to hear what states you think have land.
Oh, great.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Dr. Sanchez, poor move. This guy, I know this guy from before.
Okay.
He's gonna...
Oh my God.
That's all shoreline, dude. That's literally the only state that is... Well, it's not the only state. I'm sure you could think of some other bad examples, but
that was the one I wanted to jump in with, because I was talking to a guy the other day on the quad, and he was telling me all about Atlantis, and I just, I don't know, I feel... He said
Look,
that we should
Sam
talk
Patrick,
about it more.
Look, Sam Patrick, since you've gotten here, four of our listeners have departed, so I just think...
Uh-oh.
Let's get to why you're really here. And I know you're here to look for Erica... She is not in this room.
Okay. I can go check in the kitchen.
How about you go?
I'll go check in the kitchen.
How about you go check in the kitchen?
Water island.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go check in the kitchen.
Go check in the kitchen.
Let me just see if there's anything.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a right sandwich when I'm done with it.
Oh, hey. What you making there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm just making...
Hey, I'm Sam Patrick.
You don't sound a lot like Erica.
No, Professor.
Professor Del Mar, you've been following me around. Hey, hello. Quick question. Is your head three times the size of a normal head?
You can see it, boy. I'm sorry. Why am I angry? I don't have any prior knowledge of you asking that question, but I've known this woman for a long time, and she gets this question a lot. I think it's a vicious rumor. You should speak for yourself. I'm sorry.
How many heads have you seen in your life? Because I feel like it's just an average head, but if you've only seen people with abnormally small heads, then I can see where you're coming from.
Unusually fair criticism from old
science-y. Oh, no, I'm losing my touch.
Yeah. Hey,
it's okay, Professor.
Maybe you should go on a summer retreat.
I'm a sham.
No, I think you're fine. Just, you just need to take a night class or something to refresh your memory.
Professor Del Mar, you still got your edge. You just got to push a little harder.
wait.
Good criticism.
Man, you said that in a real weird way.
That's
a little bit nervous.
No, you never met. Oh, hey, Brennan.
It's me. It's Patrick.
I'm just always here.
It's Patrick the TA.
Oh yeah.
Not to be confused.
Nah, yeah. Patrick and I were just making
with
some
sandwiches. Sam Patrick.
We were just making some sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
Erica doesn't appear to be in here.
Okay.
I recognize you now as the guy who was looking for her earlier at the reception desk.
It's me, Sam Patrick.
Yeah, I don't think she's in here.
Hey, you guys want to talk about Atlantis?
No. Oh, you know, I find that to be a little bit of a, a stereotype.
I would talk about.
Geez, did I offend? Because I hope not to offend.
Not so much that I'd take it up with HR, but...
Hey, did somebody say
no,
HR?
Hey, it's fine. Oh, it's fine.
I just came in here to get myself a
Treasure
biscuit.
Island. I was going
to
say, let's talk about Treasure Island instead.
Oh, we talking Treasure Island? It's Erica now. I'm here. I heard you guys talking about Treasure Island. I came in.
Oh, it's a shame that Sam Patrick just walked out. He was just looking for you. But he said that, he heard we didn't want to talk about Atlantis, and I think he got a little miffed.
Oh, I don't talk about Atlantis, just Treasure Island.
Just Treasure Island.
Maybe we should check back in with John in the studio real quick. Let me just
because everyone keeps leaving.
Someone just press the intercom button.
Let me just. If only Damien was here, he'd love this. Let me just.
And in Saturn temperatures, -205 for the day. Expect a high of -201. Scattered flurries of methane gas and.
Oh boy, that show is really tanking. Yeah,
it really seems like they've shifted to a weather first format.
No, he knows what the people want. I mean, I trust him, but
here's the thing: is he's giving what the people what they'll listen to, but not
what
they
want.
And it's a small difference, but it's an undeniable difference.
Hey, Erica, what's the deal with you and that Sam Patrick guy?
Yeah, why does he keep looking for you?
He wants to talk Treasure Island, and I'm like, I'm here for it, but then he's getting sidetracked by some guy in HR.
You're DT.
Who's either a pirate or Irish, TBD.
You're DT.
I mean, obviously, my first love is the sea. The rolling green seas of where I'm from.
You're DT TTI?
Yes. Down to talk Treasure Island?
Yar.
Yeah. Always.
Aren't we all?
This is Brennan, real quick. Sorry, guys. I just wanted to let you know that those sandwiches look delicious.
Okay.
Do you want to take one for the road?
No.
Oh, Brennan, are you taking a half day? Because you got to report those.
No, actually, I'm just going to pick up some sandwiches for myself.
Oh, okay. Multiple sandwiches.
I don't want one of yours.
Brennan,
I don't want your sandwich.
Okay, well, I didn't want to bring this up, but you have been ducking out early a little lately, and there's been some complaints from the woman from before.
The anonymous one?
Yeah, the anonymous one.
Hi, I'm an anonymous woman, and I can confirm I did make those complaints.
Hey, wait a minute. That was just Erica the whole time.
What a convenient time to escape.
Oh, no, my cover.
Okay. Well, we'll have a discussion on Tuesdays.
Bye, facilities.
Well, Erica, this report on Treasure Island is really great, and as Professor Del Mar's dean, I guess, gonna say, it seems like she's taught you very well.
Yeah, so I think this is a Treasure Island criticism.
Great
thing.
Criticism, Dean.
Thank you. Oh, my Dean. Thank you.
I'm the DAA.
I'm sorry. I have not been briefed on.
The Dean's assistant. I say A twice for fun.
Oh, you're the. Wait a minute. You shouldn't be commenting on me then. I'm the Dean. You're the Dean's assistant.
Well, I just like to give some good reinforcement.
Oh, yeah, my God. Right. Kermit the Frog is the DAA.
No. A lot of people assume that because he is a frog, but that is not Kermit the Frog.
We are of no relation.
Well, I'm sure you're of some relation going far enough back.
Dean, I'm going to have to report you to HR. You keep that up. We're not all related.
Yes, you are. I mean, we're all go back to a common ancestor. This young woman talks about it in her paper here.
I do.
I don't know why that came up, actually. It's supposed to be about Treasure Island. But
Erica also learned over the break she's a little bit inbred. Fun fact.
Can you explain that?
I'd like to hear more about that.
Okay. Well, discount Kermit.
I don't love this guy, but that's a little offensive, don't you think?
Destructive criticism class.
I don't think if I saw, you know, someone of a certain ethnicity and said discount whatever person I know from that, you know, I think I'd get in some hot water.
Thanks for backing me up. Do you want some coffee?
Well, that's more just the principle of the thing, but yeah, I would like some coffee.
Or is
coffee.
It the dean of the thing? Academia joke.
I like that one. I'll take some coffee. Anyway, can you talk about this apparent inbreeding?
So here's how I found out. So my dad was engaged to a second cousin for 8 years.
What?
It's not my mom. They broke up because they didn't want kids. And they, like, it's not, they met because
they didn't want kids because they were second cousins?
No, my dad wanted kids. Melissa did not.
They were engaged for 8 years.
And I was like, Dad, did nobody find that weird? And he was like, no, my dad's parents were first cousins. And my first thought was, ha ha, your grandparents are inbred. And then I was like, wait, I'm your kid.
Yeah, you get some of that. Wait, so you're, really, you're, wow, that's. Yeah. A little close for comfort.
Any of our listeners a little bit inbred, call in.
Call in with your inbreeding stories. This is the criticism hour. Oh, we got a caller. Erica, would you mind staying on the line to help us with this caller? We're back in this. All right.
Hello, caller. You're on with the Electric Hour Inbred Story Editions.
Hey, we talking inbred stories?
We're talking inbred stories?
Did you not hear? Is that not why you called in? Or I know there's
I just like to double check. Making sure I don't talk about inbred stuff. People get uncomfortable.
There's
talk
a lot
about
of harsh critics around here. That's when you're a not smart, supposed to. Smart thing to double check.
We've been taking a class.
That's cool. True.
So question, my sister's hot. What now?
Oh, that's a great... Well, Erica, how about... I'm sure you've dealt with this in your time.
Ooh, I super have.
Your family seems to grapple with these questions on the daily.
I say go for it, because four generations down, they could be on a super successful talk radio show.
Okay. So. Next question. I'm dating my other sister. Should I go with the hot one?
Because
the one I'm actually dating, she's sweet and everything. Like, she's a real good gal. She's the head of her cheer squad.
Ooh.
But she's not hot like my other sister.
So, I'll take a stab at this one. I've been in a similar situation, but with roommates. And let me just say, it'll get awkward. Not awkward, because of the incest part.
So that's good?
Everyone seems to be on board with that.
Well, I mean, I think we all assume that's totally fine.
Yeah.
That's why we're calling in.
Well, I'm not taking a stance. I'm just a critic, professor. But, here's what I'll say, is that, maybe you gotta see if one of them is down for all of it, you know? Because do you even need to break up with the other sister, is what I'm saying.
So get get two sisters make them one sister?
I think if you're going to be dating sisters, it might as well be polyamorous. No, I'm not saying one. I'm not saying
squeeze them together and make them one mega sister.
I was thinking put them in a petri dish, grow a third sister.
How would that help? That would compound the problem.
Two and one. Two for the price of one.
Are you saying that if you put two human beings in a petri dish, they will morph into one larger human?
Is that what you're saying, Dean? Because you're an academic. I'll buy in.
Saying, Erica?
I mean, I have the most experience with insects.
Is that where you came from, Erica? Did you begin as two siblings squeezed together inside a petri dish?
I mean, I'm not going to say yes, but I'm also not going to say no.
Okay,
I'm going to say probably, so I'm going to just go with that.
I feel uncomfortable having shaken your hand at the top of the hour.
Okay, I'm going to get to squeezing. Thanks for the talk.
Oh, yeah. Why did he run away from the phone before hanging up? Why did he do that?
Bring, bring.
Oh, okay, we got another quick caller. We got to go. We got to read a PSA. Hold on. I got to read a PSA before the end of the hour. You're listening to the Electric Hour on WFMO Medford, by the way. This is the Dean. All right. Be a big brother or sister volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with a great kid, just like someone wants it for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality, and those of little brother, sister, 7-14. You can join free, tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. Everyone wants to be a kid again. Don't be an adult. It sucks. To learn more, please call. Oh, God. I don't have a...